She's real fine.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. So those of you on the internet, on the other islands, out of state, you can give us a call at 808-296-5467. I'd like to make an announcement. Next Saturday at 2 o'clock, from 2 to 5, we will be having an ethanol forum at McKinley High School cafeteria. So those interested in learning about the ethanol and the project and how we can move it forward and all that stuff, for or against ethanol, I think you should be there. It should be a good forum and very informational. Okay, so put that down next Saturday at 2 o'clock. It starts at 2, it's 2 to 5. McKinley High School cafeteria. Lots of parking right next to the cafeteria. Okay? So, anyway, the rail that they're trying to do is just blowing me out of the water. How can anybody even consider the rail when the city is in big debt, the state is in big deficit? How can you go out and spend money if you don't have money? And you're robbing from here, robbing from there. You're taking away the hurricane fund to keep people employed. What's up with that? And you want to build a rail? Jeez. So those people who are listening and is on the list of foreclosure for your home, why don't you do like the state? Go out and buy a Rolls Royce or Jaguar. How's that? I don't know. I don't know how they're thinking about the rail. And the rail is only going to service a small group of people. So why should the whole state pay for this? I don't know. I don't know what's up with this. And they claim that, the unions claim that it's jobs. It's temporary jobs. And it's for a small group. And it's costing the taxpayers, what's that, $6 billion? Is it worth it? I don't think so. Anyway, the gas prices are going up. And that would be the cheapest way to get people off the road. Gas prices go up to $5 a gallon. How many of you can afford it? Give me a call at 296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? Anyway, I don't know. We need to go ethanol. As far as electric cars, how are you going to charge up the battery for the electric car if we run out of oil? And the thing of running out of oil will happen, folks. It's a matter of time. And I predict soon, maybe 3 or 4 years. Then what? And those that are against ethanol, what do they plan to use for fuel if there is no fuel? I like to hear what people got to say. What are you going to use if you don't have fuel and you don't like ethanol? Anyway, I talked about ethanol, using ethanol 100% in the car, and people had to do a little conversion. Well, we found that we don't think it's necessary to do the conversion. All you have to do is add 1 gallon more of ethanol every time you fill. So you start off with 2 gallons per tank full, then go to 3 gallons per tank full, then 4 gallons per tank full, and just keep on going, and the computer seems to adjust itself, and you'll be able to run it 100% with absolutely no conversion. Gotta try that. Several people have tried it, and it works. Okay? So, give me a call at 296-5467. Yeah, this year it started off with a bang, with a lot of accidents, and it seems like it's not ending. So, folks, you need to drive more carefully. I see so many people just cutting in and out on a freeway and driving like crazy. How much time do they think they save? We did a test years ago on the same way, driving in and out and speeding. And you know, from Kapolei to Honolulu, we saved only 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Is it worth it? Why not just be 2 minutes late? What's the big deal? Well, start 2 minutes earlier. Okay? People are driving around more and more with no lights at night. Need to turn on the lights. I don't know about this. Anyway, give me a call at 296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? Now that the governor has taken the hurricane fund from us, what happens when there is a hurricane? What do we do then? The homeowners dig in and pay for it again? The hurricane fund belongs to the homeowners, not to the government. How do you figure that now? Anyway, who do we have on the line?
Hey, George, we have Lillian from Honolulu.
Hi, Lillian.
Hi, Mr. Nita.
Yes.
To enter to the cafeteria, which side? Easier to come in from Pensacola?
Yes.
Or Pensacola side?
Yes.
Mm-mm. Okay, to the gate, yeah, over there.
Right.
Uh-huh. I see. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, yes, to enter into McKinley High School, you go through the Pensacola gate, and straight ahead is the parking lot, and the cafeteria is right there. Okay? That forum next week, Saturday, should be very, very good and should enlighten a lot of people about how good ethanol is and the importance of Hawaii going to ethanol. And starting that project here would create 6,000 some odd jobs. And that's what we're lacking in Hawaii. Okay? Okay, those of you that are always hanging on to your cell phones, the thing that causes the fire when you're filling gas at the gas station is when that phone rings, there is a static electricity spark that will ignite the gasoline fumes and you will be on fire. This is the reason why they say to turn the phone off or leave the phone in the car. Okay? So, just a caution, especially you ladies that are always on the phone. You can be talking on the phone, but if the phone rings, then you're in danger. Okay? So, for that moment that you're filling gas, leave the phone in the car. Okay? And when you get out, don't go back in the car. finish what you have to do, then get back in the car. Okay? Because this, on the mainland, there's been a lot of fires. Locally, we've been lucky we didn't have any. Okay? So, anyway, pass that around. Okay, who do we have on the line?
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Rob?
R-O-B.
Oh. Well, how's it? How's everything going?
It's a bright, shiny day.
No kidding.
In Hawaii, ne?
No kidding.
George, that was a good part. George, I was, you know, I've been doing a lot of research on this. Around the country, there's other states that want this rapid transit thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the part that really just really kills me is we're the only state where our politicians got us to pay through taxes.
Right? Really?
I mean, how, George, I'm losing track. Was it, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Was it about 3 or 4 years ago when they said, oh, yeah, so, you know, now we're going to raise the quote-unquote GET tax, right?
Mm-hmm.
God, can you imagine how much money must be in there by now?
Mm-hmm.
Because they said that, oh, it's in a lockbox, you know, while they raided the hurricane fund. And
yeah,
I don't know.
That bothers me.
God, George, I don't know, you know, if many, I don't want to insult all our good listeners' intelligence, but anybody with a mortgage knows that that's all included in your, you know, in your, when you go to get a mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And that there's a certain percentage that you're paying. I don't care if it's to Wells Fargo, whoever you're doing business with, right,
mm-hmm.
on your mortgage.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Yep. They have to deduct that with other, you know, state,
yep.
county taxes,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, send that back to the state of Hawaii. But it just burns me that we're the only state where we let our politicians get away with having us pay and taxing us for a project that still hasn't broken ground, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the word is, when are they going to break ground now, George? Carlisle said?
Next month.
Oh, is it next month, huh? The first...
I wonder why he's pushing it so hard. What makes him think, and what makes anybody think, that because we have the rail, let's, for the figure of argument, let's say we have the rail. How many percent of the people will ride a rail? And if 50% does ride it and the freeway is wide open, who in his right mind is going to catch the rail tomorrow? No way. So what this Frenchman said long ago to our board is, you take 1,000 cars off the freeway, 1,000 more will take its place. So what's the sense for the rail?
May I add to that, George?
Mm-hmm.
I'm agreeing with you. But I want to add that I heard a caller, a young man calling from another part of the island, saying, and but he's within, I guess, the where that rail line is supposed to run.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, but you know what? I live way at the back of the valley, and there's no buses that pick up at the back of the valley where I live.
Mm-hmm.
So that means I gotta walk first. You know, in other words, 1, 2, 3, right? First,
mm-hmm.
I got to walk X amount of 1 or 2 miles
mm-hmm.
to the nearest bus.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got to wait for the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got to get on the bus. And then, you know, so what he was doing to make it quicker,
mm-hmm.
George, is he was just saying how many working people and the time that it runs and the time of their shifts are really actually going to be able to really utilize this thing. It's like they just didn't think any further than their nose. You know, they gave us all this propaganda.
Yeah.
But in real virtual reality, in real life, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's there's a whole bunch of stuff that goes into our people moving themselves from here to there at times that they've been used to the freedom,
mm-hmm.
right?
It ain't going to work.
Even despite traffic, right, George? Everybody, either try to wake up earlier than the next neighbor.
You know, Rob, these politicians that are pushing it, they know that it ain't going to work, you know. The only thing that I can see that is motivating them to push it, go under the table and take a look where his palm is.
Oh, man. George, you know that's been around for a long time.
Yeah. Money moves people. And they don't give a hoot if it don't work. And that's the reason why Hawaii is such a big deficit.
And look at our roads, George.
Yeah, they never even fixed the roads.
That's what another guy said, George. He said, hey, all that money they're taking out of our pocket every time we go store for that GET. How about, we could have brand new roads by now, the money they've collected.
They're collecting the road tax on the gasoline that you buy.
Insane.
And what that's supposed to fix the road.
Yeah, and what are we, all of us out there, George. Like, holy cow, how long are we going to let this go on, huh?
Yeah. Forever.
Yeah. Hey, lucky you live Hawaii, yeah?
Yeah.
George, thanks for letting me vent a bit.
Okay, Rob.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, is it break time?
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes made from scratch using all natural ingredients. Cute Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
Okay, we're back rolling along, and is Rolling Bob there?
Hey, aloha, George. Rolling Bob, coughing up smog from California. Oh.
Well, nobody told you to go there and smell smog.
I know. But I got to go so I can be in touch with the country, so I can come back and let everybody know what's going on in the country. But, you know, since we're talking about mass transit and everything, I'm just going to give you my little one-minute synopsis. First of all, no rail system in the country makes money. They all have to be subsidized. But the more important point is, why is everybody turning to the government to solve their traffic problems and work issues? Go into your boss, sit down and say, hey, can we work out something? Could I come to work a little later to get out of traffic? Could I possibly do stuff from my home with my high-speed internet that I don't need to sit in the office and do? Maybe I'll take a little less pay because I don't have to drive. I mean, they're doing this all over the country, and a lot of companies are doing this. And people go in maybe once a week. You go in for your meeting. But really, isn't there a lot of stuff that people could be doing from their homes without getting on the road at 4 o'clock in the morning? And they'd be a lot happier. Their cars would run a lot better from not idling for 2 hours in traffic. And, you know, they'd save gas. And I think it's just a matter of people, like I said, going to your boss, sit down, everybody at work, and talk about it. And you might be surprised. It might be an easy answer like, oh, you're right. We only need to see you 2 days a week. And the rest of the time, sit at home in your flip-flops with your feet up in front of your computer, working happily. And you'll probably live longer because your life is better. So that's my solution for mass transit. What do you think?
Good.
Okay. Then since we're good, I'm getting out of here before I start coughing. So as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Well, what a lot of people are doing that I see is they're selling their homes in Kapolei, and they're moving to town. That's a better idea.
Well, let's see what Ryan from Kapolei has to say.
Hey, Ryan.
Hi, George. Great show. I've got a couple of cleaning questions. You know, I got when I wax that car, sometimes I, you know, wax the bumper by accident, so I got a couple of strokes where the black bumper is. How do I take that old white wax off? It just doesn't come off. I haven't even tried to power wash it off.
Oh, okay.
What do you recommend?
Well, don't wax the black.
Well, you know, the on wax, off wax kind of got carried away. So.
Yeah, I know. Get some CRC silicone or AMSOIL silicone.
Oh, yeah, I got that for cleaning my tires from you.
Yeah, okay, and spray the black.
Do I spray it and wipe it off or spray it and leave it on?
You can
what do
just
I do?
Spray and leave it on.
And the wax just melt right off.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
That's the easy way.
Yeah. Solve problem solved. I'll try it when I get home. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. Okay. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay?
Okay. I have a question that someone wanted me to ask you. How much longer can you drive with synthetic oil if you switch to synthetic oil?
It depends on what brand synthetic oil. Okay? The AMSOIL, you can run 1 year or 25,000 miles. 1 year or 25,000 miles, whichever comes first. If people always go for the longer one, but it's whichever comes first. Okay? So, but that is providing you're using the AMSOIL oil filter. If you're using the Fram or the other junky kind of oil filter, then you got to change the oil filter every 3,000. Okay? Okay. Who's next?
We have Eric from Kauai.
Hi, Eric.
Hi. I've got a Toyota Tacoma 2005, and just recently my airbag signal came on, and I'm wondering what could have made that happen.
The sensor could be shorting out, but I would highly recommend disarming the airbag, because the airbag, for one, does more damage to your face than good. And if the airbags were good, then every race car in the world would be required to have one.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
There is one disarming for the passenger side. I do that, and it still leaves on the...
the driver's side.
Yeah. The signal is still on the dash.
Yeah. Well, you got to take it in and have the guy disconnect the driver's side airbag and have him turn the light off.
Okay.
That airbag is something else. I've seen so many people get badly injured from a minor accident, and their face is all messed up. That's the fastest way to have contact lenses.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the thing is, like, one customer told me, it's like a 2x4 hitting you in the face.
Wow. Not good if you're wearing sunglasses.
You got it.
Okay, thanks a lot, George.
Thanks for calling. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Hey, Wanda, you have any trivia? Same one?
Same one.
Oh, that's a hard one. What is it?
Not really, maybe.
Yeah, it's hard.
Okay, on one of the Salem media stations, there was a program that announced the all-time top-selling recording artists, and they said who number one and number two was, so I'm asking you who they said was number one and number two.
Hmm. Okay, and the prize is donated by Crestec Cleaning Center. And if you're looking for Amsoil, go see Crestec Cleaning Center. He's just got in his new supply. Okay? And those of you that have the Royal Purple or are using the Royal Purple 5W20, the 5W20 oil, I do not recommend at all. Take it out as soon as you can, if not sooner. So many people have been having problems with that oil and damaging their engines. Okay, so take that oil out. Do not use the Royal Purple 5W20. Okay? Okay, who's next?
We have Richard from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, Richard.
Good afternoon, George. I listen to you quite often. I have a problem. I have a 2000 Sebring that runs rough. And when it was checked for the code, it said it was the A coil and misfire. I think it was on cylinders 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if the 1 and 2 misfires are probably caused by the A coil.
It is.
So,
those coils are very fragile and not very dependable.
Where is that A coil located, and could I change that myself?
If you know how to use the wrenches and screwdrivers and stuff, yeah.
I do.
Okay, it's not that hard. But you got to remember, when you pull it out and you put a new one in, if you're using OE, which is original equipment, the coil is very fragile, and you can even break the new one.
Is that right on the top of the engine?
It's right on the top. There's a 10-millimeter bolt that you have to take off, mm-hmm. and unplug the wire and mm-hmm. pull it out.
Oh, okay. But, is that something that one of the parts stores would have, or do I
sure,
need to?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
The parts stores have it, but I would recommend try to see if MSD, that company MSD,
is
makes
that Mike
a replacement.
Mike Sierra Victor?
Yes.
Okay.
No, it's Mary Sam David.
Oh, David. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
MSD makes the best quality ignition coils for that type of car. If they make it for that car now. If they
sure.
do, I would highly recommend getting it.
Well, thank you, George. You've been very helpful. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Daniel from Kapolei.
Hi, Daniel.
Hey, George. I wanted to take a guess at your trivia question.
Okay.
Is it Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney?
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Okay, so those of you just tuning in, I'm going to have an informational meeting and try to get ideas from the people about ethanol next Saturday at 2 o'clock at the McKinley High School cafeteria. It's from 2 to 5, and we're going to be discussing ethanol and informing everybody how good ethanol is and all of that stuff, and how can we get this project for Hawaii up and running. It'll create about 6,000 new jobs from Kauai to the Big Island. So, if you can make it, try to be there. That's next Saturday, 2 to 5. So, it's right after my show. Okay? So, even if you're against it, you know, we'd like to hear why and what ideas you have if and when the world runs out of oil. How you plan to drive around with no fuel. Okay? So, that's next Saturday at McKinley High School cafeteria. And you enter through the Pensacola Gate. Okay? So, anyway. Let's go, people. Get the prize going. Win this trivia. Let's end it and get another one going. Okay, Wanda, you have...
We got Rob from Kaneohe.
Hi, Rob.
Hi. Is it Chubby Checkers?
Chubby Checkers?
Yeah.
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
We have Glenn from Kailua.
Hi, Glenn.
Yeah, hi, George. On your forum, are you going to have some kind of mechanism, you know, like your... bearing test with the oil?
Yes.
Synthetic oil? Oh, you will. Okay, because, yeah, if you feed us a lot of paper, us old dinosaurs, you know.
No, no, I'm going to have all the testing stuff there that I use for testing, and it would be nice if somebody, some people brought some gasoline, and I can show you the percentage of ethanol in the gas.
Oh, okay. And, yeah, I was thinking of if a generator, you know, those portable 1K or 2 watts, mm-hmm. load them up with regular gas, you know, the engine bogged down, and maybe you exchange the gas for ethanol, and mm-hmm. it just, you know, the motor doesn't bog down when you add on, you know, like your...
I don't know if they're going to allow us to do that in a cafeteria. If ethanol, yeah, that's no big deal, but gasoline is going to let off a lot of carbon monoxide and eat the oxygen up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And also, you were talking about the Indy 500. They had mandate where they, a couple of years now in a row, they're using ethanol.
2 years.
Better gas mileage, and they shortened the capacity of the tank, so they're
coming stuff. Yep.
Yeah, if you can have, you know, some form certification to show, yeah, this is, you know, what it is, and people go...
You know why they went to ethanol in the Indy cars?
You told me, but I forgot.
it was for safety.
Oh, okay.
Because with the racing fuel, when they crash, it will always catch fire and explode. But ethanol is not flammable. So that's why they went to ethanol.
Right. Okay, that part I missed. I know you told me the gas tank had to
be... Yeah, they had to downsize the fuel tanks because they weren't coming in for the mandatory pit stops. Because the pit stops is where they win and lose. Okay.
I'd like to make one more suggestion. I brought this up a long time ago. We disagreed, but you know, with so many traffic violators, cell phones, headlights not on, headlights mm-hmm. off, we should give some kind of commission, whatever you want to call it, to the police officers to produce more, be more vigilant of these guys. You know, stop light, going through red light, etc. You know, like a mm-hmm. salesperson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a salesman,
that's a good idea.
Yeah,
but it's up to the mayor.
Yeah, and that should really help because, you know, you're talking about safety, right?
Yeah, but the mayor is the guy that needs to do it.
Correct.
And if there's no money in his palm, I don't think he's gonna look at it.
Yeah, I see so many guys using cell phones with the window down on the left side where they're driving, and you can just spot them off, like, you know.
Oh yeah. I
and
see them
so
too.
Brave. God, they're so brave on it.
They don't care.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all I have to say, and I'll see you next year, next weekend. Yeah?
Okay.
McKinley. Thank you, George. Bye.
Thanks. Okay, who's next?
We'll be right back after the short break on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409. My 409.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who do we have on the line?
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hi, Don.
Hey, George. Hey, good afternoon. I got a question. I ride a handy van, the paratransit, and I heard the handy van is going to buy some gasoline handy van instead of a diesel. What's the disadvantage of using gas compared to using diesel for the that kind of situation?
Well, for right now, the diesel is more expensive, and the diesel is cancerous. Not that the gas is not cancerous, but the diesel is even more cancerous. And if they're thinking of going biodiesel, the biodiesel is even more expensive than diesel.
Right. But what about maintenance compared to gas and diesel? Which is the easier one to repair?
They're both about the same.
Yeah.
I would lean more to the gas one because you can convert that easily to ethanol.
Oh, okay. And then how about the power, you know, going up high hills? Who has the best? The diesel would have the best, right?
Ethanol would.
Ethanol would. Oh, okay.
Ethanol... if you're running a vehicle on straight 100% ethanol, you would get almost double the horsepower.
And then the mileage too, right?
Yeah, the mileage is just unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Okay, I just was wondering because they are going to buy some gas vans to try it out.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, you have a good weekend.
You too.
Thank you.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Jerry from Waipio.
Hi, Jerry.
Oh, hi. I have a problem with my Buick Regal. I tried to open the hood the other day, and you know, there's a latch by the driver's side, but the hood didn't pop open. So I was wondering how could I get that thing open, because I crawled from underneath the front, and you know, I wasn't able to distinguish the latch from underneath.
Yeah. Okay. What you need to do is it's going to take another person to help you. So What you need to do is pull the lever and have somebody slap the hood.
That's what I did yesterday. My wife pulled the latch, and then I was in the front. I tried
slapping the hood.
Yeah.
It don't pop.
No.
Okay. Get a chopstick.
Yeah.
Okay. And put pressure, lifting it up, prying it up. Okay. Use a wooden chopstick.
But I tried with a screwdriver because the chopstick is too kind of round, yeah?
Oh.
The opening is kind of thin.
Yeah.
Not too
And it didn't pop open?
No.
Supposed to pop open.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I was looking in the
You can't do it from underneath.
Oh, you cannot?
No. It's anti-theft.
But what if we cannot open it? What is the...
If you cannot open it, then you got to drill a big hole in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just kidding you. Bring it down and we'll open it for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay?
Bye.
All right. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. If you have the answer to the trivia, take a guess. Chance them. Crested Cleaning Center is donating the prizes, which is very, very good. It's not chintzy kind of prizes. It's good prizes. And I think you'll love it. And incidentally, those trivia winners, you have 30 days to claim your prize. If you don't claim it in 30 days, you lose the prize. Okay? Hope everybody understand that we cannot hold on to the prize longer than 30 days. Two people won the AMSOIL engine oil changes in December, and they never claimed it. So Mario Yano is saying, hey, what's up? They don't want the oil. I'm going to take it back. So folks, if you won that, you better claim it, okay? So, anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. 5467, okay? Again, we're going to have an ethanol meeting or forum at the McKinley High School cafeteria next Saturday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. 2 to 5, okay? I'm going to be there to explain and show you the things about ethanol, and we need to get moving on these projects soon, very soon. Time is running out, okay? So try to be there, and let's get this thing on the road. It's been hanging up too long. And gas prices is on its way up to $5 a gallon. More so, we should get ethanol. You can run ethanol in anything from a weed whacker up to a Rolls Royce and beyond. It's the most friendly fuel to run. Okay? So, Wanda, who do we have on the phone?
We have Lonnie from Kaimuki.
Hi, Lonnie.
Hi, George.
Yeah.
You said that on the mainland, they use 85% ethanol.
It's not 85.
Oh, what is it?
They label it as 85, and I think maybe the politicians live there from Hawaii. When I tested the so-called E85 on the mainland, it was actually 60%, not 85%.
Oh, but it's still much, much more than what we use here.
Yeah.
How do they determine how much goes into it? Is it the state, or is it has to be the state decide individually?
Federal government.
Well, the federal government does.
Yeah.
How come they don't make it uniform then?
That's a good question. Why don't you give Obama a call?
Your favorite person.
We should have it here too.
Yeah.
I would think.
I mean, I don't understand how come they do it on the mainland, and then we cannot do it here if it's supposed to be a national thing.
There's a lot of things that's not national with Hawaii, you know.
Well, I know you said it's all political.
Yeah.
But I think I've heard on the radio, you know, these the daytime radio shows. I thought they had mentioned something about using a lot more ethanol. But I wondered also if it has something to do with agricultural politics, because they get money for raising certain crops, right?
Well, that too.
So it might be due to that maybe some of these states that grow these crops use more ethanol?
Well, the thing with that corn, they're using corn, right?
Right.
What I don't understand is why not use sugarcane, because wherever corn can grow, sugarcane can grow.
Mm-hmm.
And sugarcane is faster and makes more than corn.
Yeah. But so right now, we have to get the state to agree to...
I guess so. The state doesn't agree.
To increase the ethanol percentage.
Mm-hmm.
So you're advertising the coming meeting in the newspapers.
No.
Oh, you're not? How are you gonna get the word?
By the radio and word of mouth and computers. We're running on a real cheap budget.
Yeah, I know. But you know, that's almost the same thing, you know, like with the rail system. We complain, and I think all of us who listen to the talk radio shows, we all are in agreement that the rail system is really bad. But you know, the majority keeps voting for the rail. And even though we complain, we don't have anything positive that we can say or do to make a change. So is there something that we can do? But it seems like it's already too late.
No, it's never too late.
But they're already going to
People
start,
just
right?
got to pick up that phone
but
and call the mayor.
We're in a minority mayor. Every time.
Yeah, well, I don't think so. The people of Hawaii is too lazy.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean.
They're too lazy until
and they just,
too late.
They just agree with everything. Tax increases and everything is, well, you know, taxes go up. It's a matter of, I mean, that's, you just got to live with it. You know, that's the kind of attitude we have over here. That's how
the
we get nothing
of Hawaii,
done.
The people of Hawaii always wake up too late.
We don't even wake up sometimes.
Well, one day they will.
It's going to be too late.
And I hope they wake up by next Saturday.
I doubt it.
We'll see.
Well, I'm glad you're more positive than I am.
We'll see, because this is the last year that I've been told that we have to do this project.
What do you mean by that?
That all the ag land is going to be sold off for homes, industrial, and all that. Then we have no ag land.
That's
then.
Right.
Why make ethanol? How are we going to make it?
That's right.
See? So we're pushed in the corner. Now do it now or forget it.
I know, but you need a majority of the people to agree and do something.
Well, all we need is to find an avenue to get this project on the road.
What about the city and county? I thought city council. I thought they were going to be looking again at that report.
No. A lot of the politicians are talk. That's why. Do
that
you see
out,
any
right?
changes? You see any changes from Burns to now?
I see our emergency fund going out the window.
That's the only thing you see.
Yeah,
but as far
exactly.
as
progressing, don't complain. They
there's
just
nothing.
Let it go.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't even here, and then he's using our money that we saved and took so long to save.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just took it, and it's gone.
Yep, because nobody stopped him.
Well, because people here, they let them do what they want.
It's the legislature.
No, it's the people here. We don't do anything.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Okay, who's next?
We are going to a break first. We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537 5374447. That's 5374447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr. Either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and remember that Auto Tech Service Center is the best body shop in town. You will be extremely happy. Okay, who's next?
We got Jimmy from Kaneohe.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, yeah, George. I hope you can help me. I have a 1990 Buick Riviera two-door, and my trunk, the arm on the driver's side, I think the spring or the bracket that holds it broke. You know where I can get one? It's similar to the Eldorado that year and all that. I think they're similar to parts.
The spring to the trunk?
Yeah, the left arm that, you know, when the
trunk... Oh, the long bar thing that goes across.
Yeah, the arm on each side.
Yeah, yeah.
Each side has an arm and it has a spring. And that whole, the thing that holds the spring, the bracket tore off. So I think you can remove the whole arm, but I was looking for a replacement if you know where there's a junkyard or some place might have that part. Or Eldorado is a similar changeable one part.
Yeah. My best bet would be to go on eBay.
Oh, eBay?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, what about that place, Leeward something?
No. eBay would be your best bet.
Oh, eBay, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then describe what I need.
You just put in the type of car.
Yes.
And that category will all come up.
Oh, wow.
Easy.
It's a lot. The trunk is fine, but you know, it's come a little bit, but you know, it's an automatic closer. You know, when you bring it down slow and you touch it, then it shuts the left arm kind of. I looked at it and the spring on the left side arm.
Mm-hmm.
There's a hoop eye welding, and it tore off. So you know, it's kind of. I need a new arm. So.
Yeah, go check it out. And if they don't have it, then take it to Auto Tech.
Where's that at?
That's behind Dillingham Zippies. If you go on a computer and you look Google Map, Auto Tech, and it'll show you exactly where it is.
Auto Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Behind Zippies on where?
Dillingham Zippies.
Oh, over there. Oh, thank you very much.
Okay.
Very, very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, who's
we
next?
We have Bill from Kailua.
Hey, George.
Hey.
Yeah, you know, it seems like they keep voting the same party and that there's no balance. What happened to the Democrats that voted for Lingo? You know, they all knew that Abercrombie and that Carlisle is for the rail,
mm-hmm.
but yet they still voted for them, so those people shouldn't grumble.
Well, you know, the way I look at it, all of this problems we have in Hawaii is the people of Hawaii that don't vote. It's 90%. If the people, and that's the biggest American word, if the people would get up and not be lazy and do something, we can change it.
And I think we're the third or largest state as far as having the highest cost of living.
That maybe we are the highest, I think.
Because it just seems like that everything just keeps going up.
Yeah, nothing goes down.
Yeah, and
only thing goes down is our money.
And yet they want to put us in a hole to the tune of $4 to $6 billion.
Mm-hmm.
It's just ridiculous.
I know, but they're going to do it.
You know, the rest of the United States voted for the House to put the Republicans in so there's some kind of balance
mm-hmm.
to stop this massive spending. But we haven't done it in Hawaii yet.
Well, I don't care if it's Republican, Democrats, hypocrites, whatever. If they are motivated with money, it's not going to change.
Yeah, because they're supposed to be our servants.
They're
not us being their servants.
They look at it differently.
Because they're looking for them to get elected mm-hmm. for the next election. They're concentrating on the next election.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of concentrating on how can we make life better for people that live here in Hawaii.
They don't care. I was told that.
And ethanol would be one road that we can go down
mm-hmm.
that would help us with
definitely
with our cars, you know, with gas, with our energy. And yet we don't want to do it. It's because whenever you have big government, you have more spending, the people become poor.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have small government, less spending, then we have more money in our pocket to spend.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to encourage people to buy more Hawaiian products first. And second, to buy products that's made in the United States. If we keep buying foreign products, we're keeping those markets going.
Mm-hmm.
And the prices will stay high.
What we need to do is get this ethanol project going in Hawaii.
And then be self-sustaining. We don't have to worry about oil.
Right.
Okay, George.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
Richard from Waipahu.
Hey, Richard.
Hey, George. I want to take a guess at the trivia.
Okay.
Okay, off the top of my head would be Frank Sinatra and Elvis Presley.
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, we got Dennis from Honolulu.
Hey, Dennis.
Hey, George. I've been meaning to call you quite a while back. This is in regards to ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess like coming from a point of view as somewhat of a skeptic. I heard you mention about ethanol being used in India, and I thought, really? Actually, I started doing some of my own research, and it's true. Yeah, India did migrate to ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they talk about like, hey, it's a big difference they're using ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they said they get more torque, more power,
mm-hmm.
some kind of turns, and you know, you get better gas mileage as well.
Right.
You know, I was kind of surprised that, you know, those people are skeptical. Maybe they should try do a little bit more research because there's a lot of misinformation out there.
There is. That's why we're doing this meeting next week, Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, yeah. Well, hopefully I can make it. I'll try to see. But you know what's interesting is there's people.
We got to go off the air.
Oh, okay. Thanks,
okay.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks. Okay. I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in because that's what makes the show, folks. Not me. And drive carefully. Don't forget about next week's meeting. Take care of each other. Aloha.
AM 690 KHN.